Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the feast day of the great mystic and stigmatic St. Catherine of Siena, and you see her beautiful ancient painting there in the middle aisle shrine, children. That's a painting that came from France, and it was given to Bishop Flaget, who was the first bishop of this whole part of the church in the 19th century. It is also the feast day of the Holy Child Jesus, the doctor of the sick, whose miraculous image also comes in the 19th century. It's venerated in a certain church in Mexico. And today is the day which we keep that feast day as well. And you might say there's a little bit of a connection between the two, because, first of all, St. Catherine of Siena, who was the youngest of 25 children in her family in 14th century Italy, was one year when everybody else was out at kind of a street party called a carnival, just before Lent, she was praying. And the Blessed Mother appears to her with the baby Jesus in her arms, and she was espoused to the baby Jesus. Only she could see the ring. The ring was invisible. But later on, she received from our Lord, to whom she was very devoted in his passion, the stigmata. And she's praying before a crucifix, and she saw these rays of clear light, but red too, coming from our Lord's five wounds, and they entered into her, and it was so painful that she fainted straight away and went into a beautiful ecstasy. But those wounds were invisible until she died. And then after she died, then everybody could see them. They became visible. She's a good saint of the infant Jesus, St. Catherine of Siena is, because on the one hand, she was always making noise, very productive noise. Infant, remember in the Latin, children, means unable to speak. She spoke a lot. She was hardly speechless. And when St. Catherine spoke, she spoke very frankly, whether it was to a pope or to a cardinal or to some poor sinner in town. She probably made as many enemies for herself as she made followers. She had a big group of followers who went wherever she went, and they called her Mama, and they did whatever she said. And sometimes there were even priests that were her followers that way. But you see, she was always speaking for Jesus. Poor Jesus. He's like a little baby still today. He has nobody to speak for him except for us. She loved Jesus and his church so much that she saw just before her death that she would be crushed by the weight of the church like a big boat on top of her. And she offered that up, all for the glory of God. Because those who should have been taking care of the church, they were just worried about money or power or politics and things like that. And the Pope had to flee from Rome and was living in France, and that was the start of just incredible problems and schisms in the history of the church. And there was a lot of buying and selling of church offices and worldliness and corruption, just as you see today in the false church of Vatican II, the modern or the Novus Ordo church. She worked very hard to get the Holy Father, Gregory the 11th, to leave France and to go back to doing his duty as the Bishop of Rome. And she finally persuaded him to, but she had to write to him very severely sometimes. When she wrote, she couldn't write because she was illiterate. She never had the opportunity to go to school as you children did. She always had to have a secretary, and she dictated to the secretary, and the secretary wrote it down because St. Catherine couldn't read or write. But never mind, our Lord gave her what we call mystical knowledge. He infused it directly into her heart as well as into her head. So that's why when she spoke for Jesus, she spoke so beautifully and always the truth. And she herself, though, was just like a little child in a sense. She didn't have any standing in the church. She was just a laywoman who belonged to the third order of Saint Dominic. And like a little child, she was very humble always. She really believed, she was so humble, children, that all of the problems in the church and the age were the fault of her sins, and that if she were less sinful, things would have been much better during her lifetime. That's how humble she was. But at the same time, she wasn't humble when it came to the cross, when she had to get across to people what the will of God was. She was able to communicate very well. Just as a baby cries, she cried out the truth about what is going on in the church and in the world. Remember, St. Catherine of Siena said, the world is lost through silence. So there's a kind of a bad silence. For example, if you see somebody committing a sin, you're hardly going to keep quiet about it. You'd want to say, don't do that. Or you'd want to get away. You'd want to let Father know about it. You wouldn't just pretend that nothing happened. Not if you see something bad that's going on. But at the same time, because she was like a little child herself, she loved silence. She prayed for hours. And they say that when she prayed, she grew lighter and lighter. Sometimes she was elevated from the ground in her prayer, but it was almost as though anybody could pick her up when she was praying, because she grew so spiritual and less of this earth. Finally, today, on this feast day of the Holy Child Jesus, the doctor of the sick, who doctors us for all of our needs of our body or of our soul, we should remember, like all of the saints this week, she loved the sick very much. And she was never afraid of anybody who was sick, no matter how gruesome they looked or how awful their wounds were. Somebody with leprosy, I mean, or something like that. She would sometimes kiss those wounds and heal them that way. And she had the gift of being able to heal people sometimes by just touching them. For example, she had a neighbor whose balcony collapsed, and this poor lady, they were friends, of course, and this poor neighbor lady had all sorts of cuts and bruises and terrible, maybe a bone or two was broken, and so St. Catherine ran right over to see what she could do, and to comfort her, she reached out and touched her. And in the place where St. Catherine touched her, the pain went away. So the lady said to St. Catherine, St. Catherine, touch me over here, it really hurts here. So she touched her here, and that got better. And pretty soon, by touching her all over, wherever it hurt, she healed the whole of her. That's exactly what our Lord used to do, children, and that is what our Lord still does today through miraculous images and prayers and his saints and his mother, St. Martin, or Blessed Martin the Porres. He was able to do the same thing. And like a little child Jesus, he always goes traveling. There are these wonderful stories about how Dr. Jesus goes to the sickbed of those who pray to him. And St. Catherine, too, she traveled all over wherever she needed to go to try to help things out. Let me tell you a last wonderful story of a healing that St. Catherine did. Since this is the feast day of the child Jesus, who truly is our doctor and he heals us. She got to know very well the man called Matthew, or Matteo. He was in charge of the hospital in Siena, where St. Catherine came from. And when the plague came there, it was a bit like the swine flu that people are talking about now, or the Asian flu after World War I. A lot of people got it, and a lot of people died. So where did they go? Well, many of them went to the hospital when they got sick. So you had to have a hospital that was very big and very well organized, just as they're talking about having today. Well, Matteo, the man in charge of the hospital, got sick himself. And so nothing to do, he had to become a patient, and there he was in bed. And when St. Catherine of Siena heard about this, she was quite a character, you know. She got very angry, and her face was all red, and she ran towards the hospital ward where Matteo was, and at a great distance away, she started to shout, and she said, Matteo, what are you doing on that soft bed? You've got work to do. There's sick people. Now you get up right away. And he, who a moment before couldn't even move, he was so sick, got up, and he felt perfectly fine. And he started to organize everything for all of the sick people of the town with the plague. Then, at the same time, the priest who was her chaplain, whose name is Blessed Raymond of Capua, who was a very holy man in his own right, why, he doesn't know what's happened, and he sees Sister Catherine coming down the hallway after having healed Mateo, and he says to her, Sister Catherine, he says, could you please pray for Mateo, because I hear that he's very sick. And St. Catherine, quite a sense of humor, so she says, what, am I God? Do you expect me to be able to heal him? And then St. Blessed Raymond of Capri, he was an Italian too, so he was able to give it back as good as he got it. So he said to her, he said, well, now don't give me that. I know that Jesus will do whatever you ask, Sister Catherine. And then St. Catherine smiles and she says, well, cheer up. He's not going to die this time. And they all sat down to a lovely meal afterwards. Only she did it because she fasted all of the time. And even though she fasted all of the time, St. Catherine made sure that everybody else ate well. She would always make lots of spaghetti and bake bread and everything and toss some salad, make sure that everybody had enough to eat. She always took care of that, even though sometimes all that she ate for a long Lent was just one or two little lemon seeds and nothing more. Our Lord sustained her. Well, there you have it. That's a bit about the mystical spouse of the Holy Child Jesus, St. Catherine of Siena, a very great saint. Let us pray to her today to make us love and help out the sick, to remember to pray to the Holy Child Jesus for whenever anybody is sick, and ourselves. Remember, there are two things, children. Sometimes you have to be quiet, for example, like during Mass. Be very quiet and prayerful when you're not singing, I mean. And then other times, you really have to speak out. The world is lost by silence. Never go along with a sin out of human respect or because you are afraid of what someone's going to say to you. Does it make any difference? If something's wrong, it's wrong, and you say so. And you'll be a good little follower, too, of the Holy Child Jesus. He's counting on you to give him your voice. God bless you. Now we'll kneel down, we'll say a prayer to the Holy Child before Mass begins, and one to St. Catherine. O Divine Child, Doctor, who dost cure every infirmity, seeing the innumerable dangers which threaten me, and my sickness both of soul and body, thou hast willed to be my Jesus, which is my salvation. Thank you, my Jesus. Grant me, I beseech thee, health of body and soul, so that I may triumph in the work of my salvation, weighed down as I am by all of the evils I suffer for my sins. Amen. Holy Child Jesus, Doctor of the sick, have mercy on us. O Holy Ghost, for the love thou dost bear to St. Catherine of Siena, come into my heart today. By thy power, draw me to thyself. Come and abide in my soul, and grant me charity with fear. Keep me, O Christ, from every evil thought. Warm and inflame my heart with sweetest love, so that every suffering may seem light to me. Heavenly Father, help me this day for the love of Jesus in my present needs, and grant the petitions I offer at this Mass through the intercession of St. Catherine, thy spouse. Favored spouse of Jesus, I implore these graces of thee, hoping firmly to obtain them through thy all-powerful intercession with thy Christ-like love. Amen. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.